live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Community Arts have launched their new programme of year-long courses with an open day next week. Beth McCabe, Community Learning Manager, is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Alex.
Now, before we talk about the new courses and open day, could you give us a bit of an introduction to what Cambridge Community Arts do?
Sure. So Cambridge Community Arts is a charity. We've been around for, I think we're going into our eighth year now. And our charitable purpose is social inclusion. And we do that by bringing people together to take part in creative activities together, and really with a view to empowering people to improve their mental health and well-being through those activities. So we're bringing like-minded people together around their interest in a safe and supportive environment. And what we see from that is not only do people's art form skills improve and people produce some fantastic work, but also people feel more connected to their communities, and that has a really positive impact on well-being.
So you've launched a new programme of year-long courses, which is live now. Can you give us a bit of an idea of what those courses are?
I can. So this programme will start at the beginning of September. And these are part-time courses that run for 3 hours a week in a community centre through to the end of the academic year, so July next year. The courses, most of them lead to a level two qualification. Level two is kind of GCSE level. So it's smaller than a GCSE, but that's kind of the academic level we're working at. And they're very practical, evidence-based courses. So there's no exams at the end. What you're doing each week in class, in your practical activities, and some written reflection is all evidence of your achievement. We've got a programme of seven courses for this year, and most we've done before, but we're excited to be running for the first time a year-long creative writing course. And that's essentially a series of three courses which are aimed to progress a learner. We have the writer's toolkit in the first term. The second term will be looking at short story writing, and the third term will be looking towards publication of work. We're also running digital art and design, visual arts, music for performance, music production, and photography and drama. So a wide spread of courses.
So they all seem really practical, as in they take you from learning all about the medium that you're working in right through to how you can make this work for you in the future, potentially as a job or a career, or just as something for you to get your work out there.
Yes, we really pride ourselves on the quality of our teaching and then empowering people with their next steps. So that comes firstly from the people who are teaching these courses. They are practicing in their industry. So these are, you know, exhibiting visual artists or, you know, practicing photographers or musicians who are touring. For example, Tiago Coimbra, who teaches music for performance, played at Ronnie Scott's just a few days ago. So these are people who are active in their creative industry. And part of the courses will be exactly that, looking at how might you take this forward, whether that's exhibiting or performing or gaining the skills and confidence to do so. And then what we also offer is our Next Steps programme. So once you've completed a course with us, and that can be a short course or a long course, you can join our Next Steps programme. And that can involve one-to-one coaching with our employment and guidance coach towards further education, training or employment. And more what we're seeing is that there's an increased focus on accessing into the creative industries. For example, someone who went through that programme has now secured employment at Kettle's Yard, which was her dream job, you know, in order, you know, to bring all that, her creative interests together into that role. Is fantastic.
Well, that's great. And it's also great that the teachers that you have got those practical, you know, they're working in those industries, so that even if it's not on the kind of official curriculum, the odd comment that they might make of something they can do is going to be worth a lot, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, we really are blessed to have such a great group of tutors. We've got a new tutor actually for music production this year, which we're really excited about. So that's Matty Moon. He runs Half Ton Studios in Milton. So real, you know, real live direct links and insight into the industries.
I believe he was the record producer on Lonely the Brave's first album as well. I mean, he has got great credentials for that course. That sounds really exciting. Now, tell me about the open day next week. What is that and how's that going to work?
Our open day is on Tuesday, the 13th of July, and it's at Arbury Community Centre, which is on Campkin Road in North Cambridge. And it's an opportunity to just drop in and meet us and find out more. So the staff team will be there. Most of the tutors will be there. And there'll also be some learners that have taken courses with us before. So anybody who's interested, so you might be thinking of signing up to a course yourself. You might be a professional who might be working with somebody who you think could benefit from what we're offering. Anybody really who wants to come along and find out a bit more, do drop in. Of course, there'll be COVID safety measures in place. And yeah, so really it's informal, but it can be daunting to sign up to something new. It's a year long. You might not know us. So, you know, it's a chance to come along and get a feel for us and see if you think it's something you'd like to do.
Now, do you need to book for that?
You don't. No, there is a maximum number, but historically on open days, we don't think we've ever hit that. So we think we'll be okay with numbers. There'll be guidance on arrival as to how we're managing the space to make sure it's COVID secure. If we are overrun, we're hoping it'll be a sunny day and there's a big green area outside. So if anyone does have to wait, we're hoping they can do it in the sunshine.
Oh, that sounds really good. Also, if you haven't actually signed up for anything, but you're just interested in what you do, is it okay to come along and just talk to people, even if you're not ready to sign up straight away?
Absolutely. There's no commitment at all. And I should say that even now, if you're thinking, oh, you know, I'm interested, but I'm not quite sure, what I would advise anyone to do is express your interest, and you do that via a form on our website. You're not committing at that point. You're just kind of telling us, look, I'm interested. And then the process can progress after that. And at any point, actually, you know, you can change your mind. That's fine. That's absolutely anyone's prerogative. The door will always remain open. But yeah, no commitment. Come along. It's really informal. Meet us and see if you think it's something you'd like to do.
And you said there'll be some learners there so people could talk to people that have done these courses as well to get an idea of how they felt about it.
Exactly. And I think that's really important. You know, I can tell you that statistically, you know, everyone would recommend us and 90% of people improve their mental health and confidence and so on. But really, it's really valuable to hear that from a learner. And actually, if you can't come along to the open day, if you find our website, which is camcomarts.org.uk, there's a short film on there, which is of our learners talking about their experiences with us. And that can be quite reassuring, I think, if you're not familiar with us, because we do understand it's, you know, it is daunting to sign up to something new. Perhaps if you haven't been involved in education for a while, it can feel quite challenging. But we do think we offer a really safe, supportive space that is understanding and non-judgmental, but it really is about your art form interest. So if you've got an interest, for example, if you're a singer or a guitar player and really you're kind of fed up of doing it on your own and you'd like to really get out there and meet some other musicians and learn how to collaborate and see what that looks like, then this is a really safe space for you to come along and do that.
Fantastic, Beth. That sounds all great. And just give us that website one more time in case people want to just have a little browse and decide what they might be interested in.
So it's camcomarts.org.uk. You can obviously always Google us, Cambridge Community Arts, and you'll find us across Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Best way to keep up to date with what we've got going on is to sign up to our mailing list, and you can do that via our website. We don't send lots of spam, I promise, but three or four times a year, you'll just get a notification that the new program's out. So obviously, a year-long course is quite a long time. If you're not ready for that, we also offer short courses, and our short course program will begin around about November this year. And that will be courses both on and offline. So hopefully, if this isn't quite the right thing for you, an accredited year-long program, then there'll be a short course coming up for you later in the year.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Beth. That all sounds really interesting, and good luck with the open day next week.
Thanks very much, Alex. Thanks for having me. Cambridge 105 Radio.